Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, football fans, are you obsessed with the game?
Oh, yeah.
Do you find yourself looking for breakdowns from every angle? For those who can't get enough, subscribe to Brian Baldinger's podcast, The Best Football Show, where he discusses the top teams and players from around the league each week.
That's what I watched this week, a dominant performance.
New episodes drop every weekday, including Trench Talk Tuesdays with former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth. Make sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
I just want to say, you know, I know this ain't the day to do it because we won, but Cowboys scored 7 points.
No, don't you dare. We got a celebratory day.
It wasn't like I was rooting for it, but I'm just saying, for all y'all cats out there that been DMing me, sliding my DMs, talking about my green beard, guess what? The Cowboys score 7 points.
Yeah, we're going to move that line, though. Good morning, everybody. Good morning. The Eagles are NFC East champions, 41-7 over the Dallas Cowboys. 215-592-9494. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, Kyle Quinn behind the glass. You guys with us all day long. We are here. We're celebrating an NFC's championship. A big win yesterday. The defense, as Hugh just referenced, bounced back in a big way. CJ, GJ, the quarterback play they got with two backups, admirable yesterday. They played really well. And Hugh Douglas, the running back, who's going to become the biggest story now this week, starting right now. 31 carries, 167 yards, putting him just 100.
In rarefied air.
2K, he's 101 away from the all-time rushing record. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. Hey, listen, just because they're your kids don't mean you got to like them. I know that's a
lot. Yeah,
that's a lot to say on the day after. I'm just saying. I mean, yeah, you don't like your kids all the time. Let's just be honest. Let's just keep it a bean. Sometimes your kids get on your
nerves. Kids are off this week. I'm just saying.
Some kids are all kids. Like, even if they're grown, they're still kids to you. And you ain't got to like them all the time. That's what I'm talking about. Even the little ones, you ain't got to like them all the time.
Okay. You know what I do like? I like this Eagles team right now. 13-3, a dominant effort. Hugh, yesterday, it was kind of a weird game where it started off where the Cowboys moved the ball down the field.
Kenny Two Gloves was looking kind of bad early on.
Well, I just mean the defense. Like, CJ, yeah. GJ took it away, scored. But then the Cowboys go right back down the field. I mean, the first, 10 minutes of the game? The yardage in that game yesterday was Cowboys 100. Eagles zero. It felt like, what is going on? Yes, then you're right. The Eagles went three and out. They go three and out. Kenny Pickett, you know, got a little slow start there with the high throw to AJ, and then they check it down a game well. They run three times. You go into the beginning of the second quarter, and it's like, what's going on here? And then, Hugh, the avalanche came. The offense got going. I thought Pickett played really well in his,
Kenny Two Gloves.
He played really well. Playing through an injury, too.
I was there when it looked like it was going south. The fans were not happy. Mm. They were booing. They were a little upset. But when Kenny got going, then the offense was great.
Yep.
And it didn't miss a beat, man. And we got to remember, he was dealing with a rib injury.
A broken rib injury, which is obviously significant.
Yeah.
So he played well, and then McKee came in and played well. But Hugh, as that game went along, the story started to shift. You felt it. I felt it. We all felt it. So at some point, you felt like, all right, the game is over, right? The Eagles are going to win this game. It doesn't even – I mean, they're on their third-string quarterback, and they're throwing bombs against the Cowboys. The Cowboys are checked out. They're done. The Eagles are NFC East champions, right? So that's in the bag. And, Hugh, then it became about Saquon Barkley. And they ran him, and they ran him, and they kept running him to the fourth quarter, and he got over 2,000 yards. Hugh, 31 carries, 167 yards.
31 of them things.
And guess what's in focus now as we look forward?
Got 101 yards, dog.
It's there. It's right there. The record is there. Let me get on the record to start us off. And you're not going to be surprised about this because I've been on this for a month, and I fought Jolly about it a little while ago. I want Saquon Barkley to play. Not a question in my mind. And I know we'll go through all the pros and cons here, Hugh, about this. There's no question in my mind. Saquon Barkley should play on Sunday. The Eagles should let him run for the record and go into the history books. He's too close to deny him, just 101 yards away. This is not just a Saquon thing the way I view this. This is a team achievement. It's an offensive line. It's an offensive achievement. And this season switched when they started to run the football. It's the story of their season. It's the story of the year. And I don't think it has to be a mutually exclusive thing that you don't play him and he's healthier and then you win the Super Bowl. I think you could try to thread this needle and do both. And it just strikes me that it's against the Giants. If this was against the Titans or the Colts, I don't know. It doesn't hit as much. This season started with the Eagles signing Saquon Barkley. Mm-hmm. It was the first moment of the new league year. And now this season ends with the Eagles as the number two seed going into the playoffs, NFC's champions, and Saquon can run for the whole thing. I see you on playing him on Sunday. Hugh, where do you come down?
Oh, no question about
playing
it.
Playing him?
Listen, I think back on the story. Shout out to my man, B. West, because B. West had a year where he had 2,000 all-purpose yards. Mm-hmm. And I've told this story before, so it's no secret. Me and Ike were sitting in the press box when he did it. He was here, and he had 2,000 all-purpose yards. And I remember Ike saying it just like it was yesterday. You know, man, that's hard to do. He'll probably never be able to do that again. And it never happened again. Saquon Barkley is sitting on the precipice. I just wanted to use that big word.
That's a nice word, yeah. And he is on the precipice.
Yeah, because it's like, you know, I'm only going to be here for one day, so I'm But he's on the precipice. He's at the pinnacle of becoming immortalized. He's already there. Let's be honest, because, you know, being in that 2,000-yard club, he's one of eight. You know, because he'll be the ninth. But he has a chance to be one of one and pass Eric Dickerson. And I think that the Eagles kind of showed their hand yesterday. They gave this man 31 carries yesterday. He had 31 carries. So being 101 yards away, we talked about this a lot the last couple of weeks and how close is too close not to let him get after it. And I've always had in my mind somewhere from 100 to 90 yards.
And he's there.
He's right there. You got to let him do it. And I understand that people say, well, what about the Super Bowl or something? Listen, I get that. But you have to understand that Saquon Barkley, think about the career that he's had in New York. It's been tumultuous, to say the least. And I would be even bold enough to say that there are Giants fans that were Saquon Barkley fans that probably felt some kind of way about him when he left and came to Philadelphia that are secretly pulling for him, even though it's against their team.
I'm sure they are.
Because
he wasn't the problem up there, obviously. He's a great player.
Listen, the Giants fans right now, they're having an epiphany. And the epiphany is this. Your organization sucks. Like, and I'm not trying to be funny. I'm not trying to be cute. That's the reality that you're dealing with right now. Because you took a back number one overall with your pick that you had that year, took him high, and people thought you were crazy for doing that. And a lot of people were kind of on the fence about Saquon Barkley. You're starting to see what maybe the Giants saw, but they didn't have the right kind of structure, the infrastructure to allow him to be the guy that he is. Let him be great here in Philadelphia. So I guess what I'm trying to say is this. If any Giants players are listening, y'all going to Cancun next week anyway. Go on, let that man get 100 yards. Man, lay down. Just this one time. I mean, it's a part of y'all culture anyway as far as, you know, the young cats anyway. You know, you got guys this year leaving games, not playing anymore. You got guys telling other people they tired. So the Giants, Big Sexy Dex and all the rest of them D players, defensive players, do the right thing, man. Just don't play this weekend. Just let that man get 100 yards in the first half and let him sit 101, 102, and let him sit down. Just let him go ahead and do it, man. Y'all ain't playing for nothing.
Well, they're not. And you said do the right thing. And that's on the Eagles. That's on Nick Sirianni. Do the right thing. Let Saquon play. 215-592-9494. And I go back to this. Like, sports are meant to mean, they mean something to people. And I think about everyone that's going to be at that game on Sunday. If you're going to the game Sunday, you have tickets to this game Sunday. The game is meaningless. I mean, it literally is meaningless for the Eagles in terms of their seed. They're the number two seed in the playoffs. This is why we watch, to watch special things happen. And we've watched the arc of a special season here. It just would feel so empty if he gets this close and they don't give him the opportunity. Like, if he plays and he doesn't get there, that's life, right? That's sports.
That means because you had the shot.
Yeah, right. And I think he'd get there because the Giants are terrible and they have nothing to play for, like you said, and they can't stop the run. He'll get there if they play. But if he went for it and didn't get it, I could live with that.
He could live with that, too.
I'm sure he could, because they tried. What bother me as a fan is if they don't give him the opportunity, and we just sit here and say, well, I think he would have broke the record. Like, think about the great moments in sports over the years with record-breaking. You remember them.
Yeah.
And I think there's been this thing out there that you can't do it because what if something bad happens? And look, something bad could happen. I'm not trying to pretend players can't get hurt. They could. If you sit them down, they won't get hurt. If you play, they could. But also, it doesn't mean they're going to. The Eagles have had a lot of games this year where their offensive line has come through fully healthy, and Saquon's come through fully healthy. They're not. It's not mutually exclusive. Just because you sit doesn't mean you're going to win the Super Bowl. Just because you play doesn't mean you're not going to win the Super Bowl. I want to see this guy play on Sunday and get this record. 215-592-9494. I think he's earned it. He has earned the right to play. And deep down, I know he's not going to say it this week. We'll hear from Saquon here. I think he wants it, and I think this team wants it. I think the O-line wants it, Hugh.
He does. I mean, listen, man, this is a rare feat. And to be 101, two yards.
101, 101.
Well, it's 101 to tie it, right?
No, I think it's
101 to beat it.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, yeah, well, to be that close, and we know he's been money for that the last couple of weeks, let him go. Let him go, man. And I know people say, well, you know, he can get hurt. Man, hell, you can get hurt crossing the street. I've been watching videos since I've had time off of people just getting hit walking across the street.
Why?
I don't know. It's just something to do. It's just something to do. I mean, it's the algorithm. But anyway, my point is this.
Stop blaming the algorithm.
No, it's
your
it is
algorithm.
Yeah,
but you make your algorithm.
I don't know how I get this.
Well, you viewed
You're
something.
You're the one spending time watching those videos.
I'm like, wow, well, how did that happen to D? And I get another video.
Well, because you watched the first one and then it thinks you want this. All right, never mind.
Yeah, but anyway. Yeah, just let him play, man. I mean, let the chips fall where they may. Let the chips fall where they may. And I understand that people are talking about the Super Bowl and all this other stuff. What dream is closer right now for this team? Is it Saquon Barkley's rushing title, or is it the Super Bowl?
Well, it's the
right
title,
now, it's
right?
The title.
Yeah, of course.
Right now, it's the title.
They got to win four more games to win a Super Bowl.
Yeah, and I think that, you know, you try to get both. I think this is one of them situations where you try to get your cake and eat it, too.
I agree, and I think back to some of those times with the Patriots during their run as a dynasty. They played in the final week. They went for records. They were undefeated. They didn't have anything to play for when they were undefeated except history, and they went for it, and they got it. Now, I know they didn't win that particular Super Bowl, but I don't think it's because they played the last week. They got a record for Randy Moss, a record for Tom Brady. They got the record for wins. They went for it. Like, I think you owe it to the player. You owe it to the team. You owe it to the fans to go for this record. 215-592-9494. Let's hear from Saquon after the game, talking about his perspective right now on this, and obviously bigger things to come.
I'm not, you know, overly trying to go get it. I'm not scared of it. Like, I would love to, but at the end of the day, also, we got bigger things that we're focusing on, and we're able to clinch the division right here.
Nice!
You know, whether it's we play next week or not and rest, I'm fine with that too, because I didn't come here and sign here just to, you know, rush for 2,000 or break a record. I want to do something special, and it's meaning special with the team.
That is a special thing. Like, Saquon ain't doing – Saquon lying, man. I mean, I love him to death. But that's one of those things where you say all the right things in that moment because you are in a position to win the Super Bowl. But, man – you don't go out and buy, 12 go-karts, golf carts, just to, you know what I mean? And you're this close. You appreciate what they've done for you.
Of course. You know what I heard there? I heard there a guy that's saying the right thing, but I think you can almost, you were yelling lies. Sometimes you could hear through something.
Yeah.
Like he's saying, I'm not overly wanting this. The way I viewed that is him saying, it's okay if they sit me down, but
yeah, he's trying to do the right thing for the squad.
Well, I don't think he wants to put pressure on the team and the coach to play him and play the whole O-line just because of his record. But I hear that through what he's saying. He wants this thing. Of course he does. He's earned the right to play for it. Let's hear Saquon talking about how this is now up to Nick Sirianni.
It's up to Nick, to be honest. And you know, whatever his decision is, I'm all for it. If you know his mindset is, you know, we'll go out there and try it, and I'll go out there and try it. But his mindset is, let's rest and get ready for, you know, this run. Then I'm all for that too. And you know, I'm not just saying that because a camera's in my face or a mic's in my face. I really mean that. I came here to do something special, and obviously breaking a record special. But I want a banner up there, and I think we all do.
You already got a banner. You want a ring. I'm not trying to be that guy. I know he's trying to say all the right things, but you want a ring because you got a banner. You got the banner. You know, back-to-back NFC East champions, you want the ring. And I get that. You know, like what Ike was talking yesterday, T-shirt and hat day. They got the T-shirt and the hat.
It was Saquon's first T-shirt and hat day.
Yeah. So it's something that you want to do, man. This is one of those things that, and there's no disrespect to anyone that did not play the game, but this is something that, It's kind of hard to fathom because I understand wanting to win a Super Bowl. Hell, I was there and I didn't win one. But to be in a position to potentially do both and have one that's right there staring right at you, 101 yards, man. This cat has been money for at least 120 every week. What was the line yesterday for his over rushing yards? 111?
111 and a half, yeah.
That should tell you everything that you need to know. And I haven't seen the line this week.
So it's not up yet.
I'm pretty sure it's going to be at 115 or something crazy.
I'll tell you exactly where it's going to be.
What is going to be? 100 and what?
It's going to be 101 and a half because that's what he needs to break the record.
That's smart.
They're going to pull him right off the field as soon as he breaks the record.
Yeah, that's smart. That's smart because you can't imagine what all of this, and I'm not just talking about the record. I'm talking about being here with this team. I'm talking about being in a position to be in the Super Bowl. You can't imagine what that means to him right now.
I'm sure it does. I'm sure it means a ton. And I'm sure on top of it, I don't think you could take emotion out of this. It's the Giants. He watched, as we all did on Hard Knocks, that GM up there basically laugh off the idea of him leaving and laugh off the idea of him going to the Eagles. He says all the right things. He seems like a really nice guy. Deep down, there's a competitive spirit in there that wants to shove it to them, and he has all year. But like, he wants to show them, like, not only did you let an excellent player go, you let the best go. Like, you let that's the all-time rushing leader walk out the door. Let's hear from Sirianni on his decision-making process this week.
What is CJ with your goals being bigger? I mean, you have been keeping track of players and their records. Saquon, next week, he said, going for it would be up to you. What do you think about
it? Yeah, we'll see. We'll see. A lot needs to play out. We'll see where we are in a couple of days.
What do you think factors are thinking about that?
There's a lot that goes into it. And like I said, there's some things that, you know, we'll see it. We'll watch some games tonight, see how things are going, and then we'll do what we need to do, what's right for the football. I always got to do what's right for the football team to reach our goals of what we need to do. And like I said, I got a lot to think about, and I'm going to enjoy this, and then I'll think about it tonight at some point.
He does have a lot. This is not just about rest versus Russ versus the playoffs versus a bye. There's the locker room stuff. The season changed when they started to run the football. There's a lot here. 215-592-9494. All right, let's discuss it. Should they let Saquon play? Kyle, what are you feeling? Is this an official show movement? Let Saquon play.
Of course, yeah. They should absolutely let Saquon play. I heard a ton of players yesterday. A lot of them, I would say like 95% of them, sounded like they wanted to see Saquon get the record. Saquon, I know he's going to say the right things. I think deep down he wants to get the record. And I bet you most of the fans we talked to today are going to want to see him get the record.
Yep.
Like, that should matter to Nick Sirianni. I understand that there's risk involved and everyone's thinking about the worst case scenario and stuff. But like, think about the best case scenario. this isn't an either-or proposition of break the record or win the Super Bowl. You could have both. You could have neither. And just thinking about the best-case scenario where you get both, you not only are a team that did break the record or not only a team that won the Super Bowl, you are the rushing record holder that won the Super Bowl. You almost put yourself in a different echelon of Super Bowl winners. You are a remembered Super Bowl team. Like, this is huge for the legacy of the Philadelphia Eagles and this team. And I think you mentioned that sports are supposed to be meaningful. Sports are supposed to be fun at the end of the day. Mm-hmm. This is fun. To see Saquon go for this record, it would be an awesome thing to watch. Like, I would be glued to my TV seeing if he can get this record. That's, at the end of the day, what this should all be about. So I don't think we need to be cowardly and sit him just because we're scared of him getting hurt. Like, let's think about what good can come of it. And I think it would be like one of the best feelings as an Eagles fan to see this.
There's no question. And I think for Sirianni, this is a big moment. I mean, he's a player's coach. These players want to go for it. I think it's a big test for him. And I want to see him let him play for it. 215-592-9494. Let's go to Jeff in Wilmington, who's first up this morning. Good morning, Jeff.
What's up, guys?
Jeff, good morning. What are you feeling, buddy?
It's too close not to go for it. We did all year long. We won games mainly because of his running ability.
Yep.
And the offensive line. And it would be a disservice, I think, to the offensive line and the rest of the team and us as fans to just like, nah, I don't think so. There's no way, dude. Get him just 1 yard over and get him out. That's all he needs is one more yard.
So, Jeff, I'm glad you mentioned
1 yard.
Yeah, so he's 100 behind him right now. So 101, he clears him. Yep, 101.
Yep.
And I'm glad you mentioned it, that the offensive line, like, you know, this is not like baseball or basketball where it's an individual thing, right? Like a home run hitter going for a record like McGuire, Sosa, Bonds, whatever, back in the day. That's all them, right? Like, this is a team thing. This is an O-line and running back thing. I think it's more than just Saquon. Those offensive linemen and Jeff Stoutland, like, they all feel like they're a huge part of this, and they are. I think it would be a disservice to them and it would be Sirianni overthinking it if he doesn't let these guys try for this.
It might be the most ultimate team sport or team record in sports when you think about it.
Yep.
Because it takes not only him, but 10 other guys and anybody else that played with them during that time period, you know, it could be, you know, backups or whatever, and the coaching staff to conceive it. So I just think you got to go for it. Look, he could have gotten hurt in the first game of the season. I don't put that in. That's not part of my my formula, or that's not part of my reasoning to not play him, because any of these guys can get hurt at any time.
Right, and it's reasonable. And, like, Jeff, if it wasn't, if he was still 250 yards away, and Jeff, we appreciate the phone call, it's a different story, right? Then you're kind of signing up for at least, I don't know, 40 carries on average to try to get there, or 35. Like, man, that's a lot. Hugh, he's 101 away.
101, I mean, man. And we talked about this.
He'll do it. I mean, he will do it if they let him go for it on Sunday. I believe that.
Yeah, I do too. And I think because he's going to be juiced.
Yep.
It's his old team. And that offensive line is going to try to move the crowd, man, to make it as easy for him as possible. Because we all know what could potentially happen. But, hell, you can get hurt anytime.
Well, you can also be smart about it. Get it early. Get them out. And you have to be strategic about who you're sitting anyway. You can't sit 22 starters. Some players are going to have to play on Sunday. You could sit some of the defensive guys, start the O-line, start Saquon, and then pull them off the field after the record. 215-592-9494. Your phone calls. Let's hear from a couple Eagles next. One that says he'll push for Saquon to go for it, and one with a bit of a different perspective on this whole thing. Plus, how the win over the Cowboys sounded right here on WIP. We have a montage. 215-592-9494. Should the Eagles let Saquon go for the record? We all say yes. It is a show movement. You in or you say no? Where you come down? Sports Radio 94 WIP.
him next week. Do you guys want to play to give him a chance to earn the
Absolutely.
Record?
Absolutely.
As a captain, is that something you'll speak
Push
up
for?
On?
Yeah.
Even if the game has no meaning towards your seeding, you want to play and you want Saquon to play to get that.
Uh-huh. How come?
Why not? Yeah. It's an opportunity to make history. So, we try to do it today, just off the off chance of just knowing your coach. And, you know, I think we never really spoke about the Giants next week, but we just kind of had a feeling if we don't go for it today, we might sit out. We don't know. Coach hasn't really said anything yet.
I love the conviction there by Jordan Mailata. He wants to go for the record. Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gilley reacting to an Eagles win, which really was never in doubt after, I'd say, midway through the second quarter. They started to pull away. That game was over. They win at 41-7. Pickett played well. McKee played well. The defense really bounced back. CJ, GJ with two picks. But the story became Saquon as he started to get more and more yards, got over 2,000. And Hugh there, that's what's going to be interesting this week is how much the players talk to Sirianni, how much he takes what they want into account. Because we all know the story now, right? This season changed when the O-line went to Sirianni during the bye and said, lean on us, let's run the football. And then look what's happened since then. And if guys like Mailata go to Sirianni this week and say, we want to do this, I think it's going to be very hard for Sirianni to say no to them.
I think they all want to do it, man, for the most part. You know, you might have some detractors out there. You might have some cats out there that be like, ah. But at the end of the day, if they move as one, and if one of them wants to do it and a couple of them on the fence, then the one everybody that wants to do it, they're going to win out because that's just the kind of unit that they are, man. I mean, you want to be a part of this. This is special. Ever since, you know, we saw him do the acrobatics on the field or whatever, we was like, man, this cat right here. And this is something that has been talked about. You know, NCAA time when everybody and their mama talks about water cooler stuff.
Of course.
This is a water cooler moment. Like, it's funny, on my timeline and my algorithm, like, how many, and I'm not saying that they weren't Eagles fans before, but I see a whole lot of Eagles, like, it's just inundated with, on my timeline with, like, Eagle fans. I'm like, man, like, everybody's talking about this. He's on everybody's lips as far as what he could potentially do. And how he's blown up. Saquon was a celebrity in New York, but since he's been here, it's been different.
Well, he's playing at a level, and you said earlier, I mean, it's very rare. I mean, less than 10 guys have ever done this, go over 2,000 yards, and he's got a real chance 101 away from breaking it. Here you said most guys, if not all, want him to break the record and want to go for it. Well, how about one that is not into that idea, that thinks maybe they should sit and they should take a little mini bye this week, a self-imposed bye before a wild card round next week as the two seed? Lane Johnson after the game. Let's hear from him.
Saquon is within striking distance of Eric Dickerson's record. If next week doesn't have any meaning in terms of your season for playoffs, would you all like to play? And would you want Saquon to play to try to get that record?
I mean, Eric Dickerson's record was 16 games, so if it was 17 games, it's not going to make sense anyway. So, Eric Dickerson is who he is. Saquon is who he is. And we just want to get to 2,000, and we were fine with that. And better be safe than sorry.
Well, that's the opposite perspective. And the first player that I heard on that side of it was Lane.
Well, Lane's different. And Lane probably, you know.
Well, what do you make of that?
He's in the moment. I can't see if everybody else wants to do it. I can't see Lane not wanting to do it. I hear what he said. And I'm not going to lie. It sounds a little weird the way that he said it. It sounded extremely weird. It's like, well, Eric Dickerson did it at 16. We got 17. Who thinks like that?
So.
Like, seriously.
Well, it does open up the can of worms in my head, though. Is that why they gave Saquon so many carries yesterday? That they kind of knew deep down that they weren't going to play week 18, and they wanted to get him over the 2K mark?
It's interesting that you say it like that because of what Lane means to this team and the type of cachet that he has.
Yep.
I mean, it's interesting, but you got Jordan Mailata out there, too, that he has a pretty big voice on this squad, too.
He does.
And I think that this is going to be, with everything that was just said, this might be up for debate. This might be up for a conversation. This might be a team meeting moment.
So all right, so
that has to happen.
If that happens, you think it's a team vote?
Yeah. I think.
Well, they're going to vote yes then.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the bottom line.
I think so.
To split the locker room.
Well, it's not. See, that's the thing. It's not going to be split. I understand.
Well, but it won't be unanimous.
Yeah.
Well,
if they do an anonymous team vote,
it won't be split though. And I'm going to tell you why. Because even though Lane said what he said, at the end of the day, Lane's a team guy, and I believe that wholeheartedly. And I think that even though Lane might feel the way that he felt, if the course has changed, then he's gonna go with everybody else. He's not gonna be a mountain and be like, no, I don't want to play.
Can I tell you why the 17-16 thing in game is BS?
It's a terrible take
because,
by Lane.
It's
interesting.
But Eric Dickerson did it in 16. OJ did it in 14. Right? Like this is just the way things work. Sammy Sosa, Mark McGwire did it in 162, while Roger Maris did it in 154. It's just sports change, but the record eventually will go to 18 games. Right? So like, it just like I don't care if he does it. He does it. And also, he has more yards per carry, and he's done this on less carries.
I mean, it's a new era for the NFL, too. Like, it's a 40-year-old record, so if you're going to add games, it just makes sense naturally that
OJ got 2K in 14.
Yeah.
So what is the conversation then?
There isn't one. I mean, it would just make sense that this record will be broken eventually the more games they add.
That's why I thought it was interesting that he said it the way that he said it.
And sounds like he wants a bye.
Yeah.
sounds like he wants a week off.
Well, and,
that's what I heard.
And not like the whole controversy thing.
He's a team player, though. It's a little bit diminishing of
what Saquon accomplished.
Yeah. Yeah, a little bit. But again, I think he's in the moment. And at the moment, he probably tired. He like, man, hell.
There's a week off.
You know what I mean? He probably like, hell. Because it's and I'm not going to fault him for that. Because a lot of times when you ask people stuff in the moment, like even the guys that said they want to do it, hell, they might go home tonight and be like, tomorrow, I'll be like, I changed my mind. But I'm not going to hold that against Lane. If it goes down and they want to make this thing happen, he's going to be on the field to do it.
I agree with you on that. If they choose a team, I'm sure he'll play and play well. 215.
It's just kind of funny that you're saying, though.
592-9490. Let's go back to the phone lines here. Should the Eagles let Saquon go for the record on Sunday? We have a show movement here. We're in. Thomas and Broomall up next. Hey, Thomas.
Hey, what's up? Yeah, I'm more leaning towards what Lane Johnson, you know, said. You know, it's not the same amount of games. You know, he had more to do it. I know. I'm sorry.
Wait a minute. What you talking about? I missed the first part. What did you say? Start that rant over again. Start this nonsense over again.
You know, I lead towards Lane Johnson. You know, Saquon had more games to try to get the record. I get that it's huge. It's a huge record to get. But you know, we're going for something more. I get he only needs 101 yards, and it's against the Giants also. You know, you don't have any thought that they might try to purposely do something?
No.
What do you mean, like purposely try to stop him from getting it?
Like a Greg Williams back in the day.
Wait a minute, hold on. Hey, Thomas.
I don't buy that.
Thomas,
no.
Didn't they purposely try to stop him the last time they played and they couldn't do it?
Yeah.
Didn't they try to stop him last time?
No, he means
that's
hurt him.
But
that's what I'm saying. Every time, listen to what I'm saying, Thomas. Every time, as a defender, that you go out there and play, you play with bad intentions. Now, if you're talking about doing something with outside of the realm of the game, no, I don't think they're going
to
do that.
I think they respect. Now, Thomas, will they try to stop him? Of course. Like they don't. I don't think that. Like in any sport, no one wants to get a record on them. They don't want to be the team that's in the highlight for the next 50 years. But one, I don't think they're capable of stopping him over the course of two quarters or three.
They didn't do it the last time.
And two, I think they have too much respect for him, the guys that played with him, to try to injure him.
They envy Saquon Barkley right now.
I don't. They wish they were out of there, too.
They were like, hell, bro, you got out. He was in Shawshank, and he got out.
He crawled through the mud.
He's Eddie Dufresne right now.
I get it. You know, he was with the Giants all those years. You know, with a bad O-line and stuff. I get all that. What he's done is incredible. But it's just, I think it's the rest. And I don't know if you look at it also. You know, we need a championship. We couldn't get it from the Phillies.
We need another one from the Sixers.
We need another one. And I don't want something bad to happen. We're this close. I feel like we can make the Super Bowl and win the Super Bowl.
Thomas, which one are we closer to, winning the Super Bowl or getting this record?
The record, but I don't want to play with it.
Thomas,
I don't want to play with it.
The Super right, Bowl ain't promised.
Yeah, it's and
the
it's,
Super Bowl ain't promised.
Thomas,
man.
They're also not mutually exclusive. Like it's not like playing
one,
this
it's
weekend.
It's not one or the other.
Right. If it's one or the other, we're all going to pick the Super Bowl. Like I think that's obvious. But playing this weekend is not necessarily going to hurt their chances of winning the Super Bowl.
I mean, you don't think that O-line is 100%. I mean, you know, they need as much rest as Saquon does.
Man, everybody hurt this time of year, man. Everybody banged up.
Look, in the pert times, I get it. And look,
look at the Detroit Lions. They've been banged up forever. Sure. They still find a way to get it done.
I do. In a perfect world, would I love a bye? Yes. And do I? Now, I think we're also missing a little bit of this. The Eagles can only sit so many players on Sunday. You don't get to sit all 22 starters. They don't have that many players, right? There's an inactive list. They will sit a decent number of players. They'll pull starters off the field. But some guys have to play.
Yeah.
So if we're saying today, hey, don't play Saquon, don't play the O-line, you know what that means? That means more defensive starters have to play the whole game. They only have so many guys they could sit.
Yeah, everybody and mama can't sit.
Right, so they could be strategic about this. And I think there's a way to play the O-line, play Saquon, get him the record, and deactivate. You know, don't put in uniform Zach Bond. Don't put Jalen Carter in uniform. Give them a bye. If you told me right now there was a mechanism where they could sit every starter and have all these backups, that's different. But that doesn't work like
there's
that.
There's also a guy that, you know, could be coming back after 3 weeks off. That you might have to think about knocking a little bit of rust off.
The quarterback?
Yeah. I mean.
Yeah, that's certainly a possibility.
Just saying.
We don't even know if he's able to play in this game, but he could be, and you might want
to
play.
And you don't need him to go out there and sling it, but him and Saquon out there, it makes it easier for Saquon. And then two, you know, you can just get Jalen Hurts a few series where he's only thrown it a few times. Don't really put him in harm's way.
Knock some of that rust off.
Yeah, and like, I also feel like we're overdoing it. Like, how realistic. How realistic the possibility of him actually getting hurt is. I don't think it's like, I get that it's out there, but it's not like, I don't know. I don't think it's really, I don't think there's that big of a chance of it happening.
Yeah, I mean, again, we gave some examples earlier of teams that played for something in the final week when they didn't have to. I have to go back and look, but I don't remember the 07 Patriots having a big injury in that game. Like, they played, they got the undefeated season, they got a record on touchdowns and receptions, and they were fine.
And if it gets out of hand, like, if you're at a point where you need to feed them 30 times to go for it, then, you know, you can peel back a little bit. I think that seems like it might be a little bit unattainable. But you can give them the first half and just see what it looks like.
And I think I could live with that. Like, if somehow, some way, the Eagles played him in the first half, and because maybe they don't play AJ and Devontae, things are a little more, you know, clamped down, and they can't run it as well. And at some point, they say enough's enough. I could live with they tried and they failed. But what I can't live with is if they don't try.
Right.
It just would feel incomplete this season.
If they get like 80 yards in the first half, you got to look. Okay, go let them get that 20, 21
and
extra.
In my humble opinion, being hurt or having injuries is not an excuse, especially in this year. Especially when you talk about the team that's probably going to get the overall number one seed. They've been banged up all year long, man, and they found ways to win. If you got a good coach and you have a good system, then you find ways to win football games.
Well, and I think haven't we seen this the last couple of weeks? The Eagles roster is not just about one or two players.
Yeah.
It's about a team. I mean, yesterday they were on their third quarterback by the end of the game, and they won the game by 34 points. I mean, like, that's how good the Eagles roster is.
Can't be a snowflake, man. Can't be scared.
No,
don't be scared.
You can't be scared. This is too special, and to me, it's just the story of the season. You can't shut the door on this. And I think it matters to that locker room, and that should matter to Sirianni. M in Virginia. What's up, M?
What's going on?
What's up, man?
What's up, buddy?
So, of course, you said M from Virginia, right?
Mm-hmm.
He got 2005?
He has 2005, yep.
And I jump on Ticketmaster and bought a ticket.
You coming up?
That should tell you all you need to know.
There
he
we go.
Play.
You want to be a part of history.
See, now, listen, Sirianni. Listen to someone like M. M's coming.
I was there for reverse hurdle. Oh, whatever you want to call it, I'm going to wear that shirt when he break the record. This Sunday. I was hoping it was Saturday. I really was hoping they'd put it on Saturday. But, yeah. It got to happen.
Well, you said that you hope, I mean, you wish the game was Saturday. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. I wish it was Saturday. But, we don't have nothing in Philadelphia. Like, we need that.
Well, I think he's earned. I mean, I think he's earned the right to go for it. I mean, he's played so well. He's been their best player this season, and he chose to come here. I think he's earned the right to try. It just would feel incomplete to me if they say, "Nah, we're sitting
down." Yeah, you did close, man. Especially as you gave the man the ball 31 times yesterday.
Come on now,
man.
Finish it.
1984. That's my birthday. I ain't never seen that record get handed to me.
I don't give a shit.
Well, yeah. Listen, it's a.
Well,
it's,
God damn.
Yeah. Well, no, it's an old record. That's on Sirianni. That's not us. M, appreciate it, buddy. And we'll come say hi, but to the pregame show on Sunday, coming out to the game. See, I mean, the Eagles have to factor that in. The people that are going Sunday are going for one reason: to watch
to see history.
Otherwise, like, it's a game that if you have tickets to, and it's going to be cold out, you don't really want to go to this game. You give these tickets away to someone. It's one of the most meaningless
games
on the schedule.
It's going to be cold this weekend.
Yeah, the Colts coming back, Hugh. We got a tease yesterday with that 60
It was nice yesterday.
Yeah, don't count on that.
Hugh, I need to go get a coat.
Hugh was strutting into the pregame like, I don't need a coat. It's 60 degrees. I'm like, we got a whole month to go here.
I almost bought a coat this weekend, too. And I was like, I heard it's going to be warm. But I did hear that next year.
In January.
Yeah. Ooh, it's about to get real.
It's about to change.
It's about to get real.
Speaking of hearing, let's hear how it all sounded yesterday as the Eagles clinched the NFC East. Saquon runs wild. And how about Kenny Pickett, Tanner McKee? Here's how it sounded yesterday on WIP.
Mike, let's try the lead-in for the second straight week. All right, here we go. Take two. An Eagles win locks up the NFC East and at least the second seed in the playoffs.
Yeah, and I'll say this again. Keep in mind, this is the NFC East, and it doesn't matter what the records are, and I don't care how many times I hear that or someone says that, it doesn't matter. When you're playing in the NFC East, you know the stakes are bigger than other games. You know that teams are going to play harder than other games.
Rush is back. Here comes the rush. He fires, and it's intercepted! It's intercepted! Running with the football is Gardner Johnson. He's at the 30, the 20, the 10. Touchdown, Eagles on a pick six. And Gunny's back. He steps up. He looks. He is firing deep. He wants Smith. He's got a touchdown. Pick it to Devontae Smith, 21 yards.
Beautiful things happen when you get the skinny Batman.
Rush takes the ball, looks like. Still looking. He is going deep down the middle, and it is going to be intercepted. It is picked off again, Gardner Johnson. Pickett on first down, gives to Barkley off the right side. He is at the 45, he's at the 50, and he is into Cowboys territory with a 15-yard run. Pickett looks downfield. He is going deep for Devontae Smith. He's got it at the 10. He dives. He's in the end zone. They say he stopped.
Now he's going to be down at the 1-yard line, I do believe.
The runner was down by contact at the 1-yard line.
Wow. They push. They shove.
He's in.
He's in. Touchdown.
This one was an easy call.
Kenny Pickett. It goes to Barkley across the 30, down to the 28, and Saquon Barkley is a human battering ram, taking it down the throat of the Dallas Cowboys. Barkley now needs 92 yards to hit the 2,000 mark. He's got 88 yards today so far. Back to Barkley once again. Dips to the outside. 50, 45, 40, 35. Out of bounds at the 33.
What a player.
Back goes McKee. He pumps. He is firing. Touchdown, A.J. Brown. 27 yards for 2,000. Ninth player in history. That's what he would be. McKee gives it to Barkley. Looks for room. Comes to the near side of the field. He's at the 50. He's at the 45. He's closer and closer. 18 yards for 2,000. Can he get it this afternoon? It goes back to Barkley. Barkley breaks the tackle. He's at the 40. He's at the 30. He is at the 25-yard line. He has just broken the 2,000-yard rushing mark. Saquon Barkley goes into NFL history. This will be a big win. It will clinch the NFC East and at least the second seed. But the biggest thing to come out of today is that number 26, Saquon Barkley, hit a mark that only eight players before him ever hit. He became the ninth player in NFL history to rush for 2,000 yards in a season.
And what a group he's part of. A great Merrill montage there along with Mike. Here's the list. Full list. 2,000-yard rushers NFL history. O.J. Simpson, Eric Dickerson, Barry Sanders, Terrell Davis, Jamal Lewis, Chris Johnson, Adrian Peterson, Derrick Henry, and now Saquon Barkley, and he could be atop them all if they let him play on Sunday. Yvonne, Southwest Philly. What's up, Yvonne?
Hey, what's up? Good morning, my boys, and good morning, Eagles flock. Look, I'm going to get right to it. Let me give you five reasons other than anything that has to do with Saquon Barkley why we should go for this record. Number one, Sirianni already made this mistake. Remember in his rookie year, coach year with Devontae Smith, when he took him out after he got the rookie receiving record, and he always apologizes in his press conference saying, oh, I apologize to Devontae Smith for not letting him get 1,000 yards. So don't make the same mistake twice. Two, we already answered our fear. Our biggest fear was, what are we going to do if Jalen go down? We're going to let McKee cook. We're going to let Pickett cook. And how he's going to trade Pickett for a second-round pick in the offseason, and that's going to be Trader Howie genius again. We need to get Jit. Three, we'll get Jalen Hurts some series because he's coming off that concussion. Four, we stuck it to the 49ers because the same thing that happened to them happened to us, and we won and didn't complain about it because when they went down from the championship game with Josh Johnson. And then five, this is the most important one. We will be sticking it to the Cowboys because I'm so sick of hearing about Emmitt Smith's all-time rushing record. If Saquon gets the single-season rushing record, we could say to the Saquons, hey, we got Saquon's record. And then number six, this is a bonus one and the most important to me, for Madden. The rushing record in Madden is the most important thing. Every single player anywhere always tries to get it on their franchise. If we get the record, our Madden popularity, our team popularity will go up. We'll get the refs off our back. Saquon will be a 99. We'll get Lane Johnson a 99. And everything will be good on the road to victory. Fly, Eagles, fly. E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles!
Yvonne, appreciate the phone. Even threw the six bonus one in there. I hadn't. You guys consider the Madden rating stuff?
No, not at all.
No.
Okay. That was a bonus. You get the other ones.
Yeah, he lucky finished with that Eagles chant. Because that kind of saved him. But all that other stuff.
The Madden thing is whatever. I don't care about that. But here's what I do care about. I care about the. He earned the right to play for this, and they earned the right to play for this. Are we going to really be scared all week that they're going to get hurt?
I'm not going to be scared.
We're going to live in fear?
But it's going to be some folks that's living in fear.
Let's put it out there this way. If you're living in fear, you're plant-based. And we're going to find out how many people this week in this fan base are plant-based.
Soft.
Yeah, soft. I mean, that's the bottom line. Plant-based. I mean, don't be like you. Don't be plant-based. Well,
how did I catch a stray?
Because
you're the plant-based one on the show.
I mean, everyone knows that.
Okay, fine.
Everyone knows that around here. 215-592-9494. Where do you come down on this? I think a lot of it's interesting because I think a lot of us are on the same side of this, but it's not an easy decision. I mean, Sirianni's got to make this. Hugh brought up the idea of maybe a team vote. I wonder how much influence Howie's going to have on this. I mean, like, think about it from a Howie perspective too. He's kind of overseeing everything, but he signed Saquon. He brought him here. You know he wants him to get the record. 215-592-9494. For more of your phone calls coming up, after we talk to Merrill, who you just heard on the call yesterday, Saquon joined the 2K Club. His thoughts on Kenny Pickett. How about Kenny playing through an injury there
Kenny
and playing well?
Glove.
Tanner McKee coming in. The defense bouncing back. CJ GJ with a couple picks. We'll talk about it all. The Eagles are NFC's champions. They're the 2 seed, and they have a chance at history, letting Saquon run for it on Sunday. Where do you come down? Should they let Saquon play? 215-592-9494 for Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
next week. Do you guys want to play to give him a chance to earn the
record? Absolutely. Absolutely.
As a captain, is that something you'll speak
push
up
for?
On?
Yeah. Yeah.
Even if the game has no meaning towards your seeding, you want to play and you want Saquon to play to get that.
Mm-hmm.
How come?
Why not? It's an opportunity to make history. So we try to do it today, just off the off chance of just knowing your coach. And you know, I think we never really spoke about the Giants next week, but we just kind of had a feeling if we don't go for it today, we might sit out. We don't know. Coach hasn't really said anything yet.
I love the conviction there by Jordan Mailata. He wants to go for the record. Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giller reacting to an Eagles win, which really was never in doubt after, I'd say, midway through the second quarter. They started to pull away. That game was over. They win at 41-7. Pickett played well. McKee played well. The defense really bounced back. CJ, GJ with two picks. But the story became Saquon as he started to get more and more yards, got over 2,000. And Hugh there, that's what's going to be interesting this week is how much the players talk to Sirianni, how much he takes what they want into account. Because we all know the story now, right? This season changed when the O-line went to Sirianni during the bye and said, lean on us, let's run the football. And then look what's happened since then. And if guys like Mailata go to Sirianni this week and say, we want to do this, I think it's going to be very hard for Sirianni to say no to them.
I think they all want to do it, man, for the most part. You know, you might have some detractors out there. You might have some cats out there that be like, ah. But at the end of the day, if they move as one, and if one of them wants to do it and a couple of them on the fence, then the one everybody that wants to do it, they're going to win out because that's just the kind of unit that they are, man. I mean, you want to be a part of this. This is special. Ever since, you know, we saw him do the acrobatics on the field or whatever, we was like, man, this cat right here. And this is something that has been talked about. You know how we NCAA time when everybody and their mama talks about water cooler stuff.
Of course,
this is a water cooler moment. Like it's funny on my timeline and my algorithm. Like how many? And I'm not saying that they weren't Eagles fans before, but I see a whole lot of Eagles. Like it's just inundated with, on my timeline with like Eagle fans. I'm like, man, like everybody's talking about this. He's on everybody's lips as far as what he could potentially do. And how he's blown up. Saquon was a celebrity in New York, but since he's been here, it's been different.
Well, he's playing at a level, and you said it earlier, I mean, it's very rare. I mean, less than 10 guys have ever done this, go over 2,000 yards, and he's got a real chance 101 away from breaking it. Here you said most guys, if not all, want him to break the record and want to go for it. Well, how about one that is not into that idea, that thinks maybe they should sit and they should take a little mini bye this week, a self-imposed bye before a wild card round next week as the two seed? Lane Johnson after the game. Let's hear from him.
Saquon is within striking distance of Eric Dickerson's record. If next week doesn't have any meaning in terms of your season for playoffs, would you all like to play? And would you want Saquon to play to try to get that record?
I mean, Eric Dickerson's record was 16 games, so if it was 17 games, it's not going to make sense anyway. So, Eric Dickerson is who he is. Saquon is who he is. And we just want to get to 2,000, and we were fine with that. And better be safe than sorry.
Well, that's the opposite perspective. And the first player that I heard on that side of it was Lane.
Well, Lane's different. And Lane probably, you know.
Well, what do you make of that?
He's in the moment. I can't see if everybody else wants to do it. I can't see Lane not wanting to do it. I hear what he said. And I'm not going to lie. It sounds a little weird the way that he said it. It sounded extremely weird. It's like, well, Eric Dickerson did it at 16. We got 17. Who thinks like that?
So.
Like, seriously.
Well, it does open up the can of worms in my head, though. Is that why they gave Saquon so many carries yesterday? That they kind of knew deep down that they weren't going to play week 18, and they wanted to get him over the 2K mark?
It's interesting that you say it like that because of what Lane means to this team and the type of cachet that he has.
Yep.
I mean, it's interesting. But you got Jordan Mailata out there, too, that he has a pretty big voice on this squad,
he does,
too.
He does.
And I think that this is going to be, with everything that was just said, this might be up for debate. This might be up for a conversation. This might be a team meeting moment.
So all right, so
that has to happen.
If that happens, you think it's a team vote?
Yeah. And I think
They're going to vote yes then.
Yeah.
I mean that's the bottom line.
I think
a good way
so.
To split the locker.
Well, it's not. See, that's the thing. It's not going to be split. I understand.
Well, but it won't be unanimous.
Yeah. Well, it won't.
If they do an anonymous team vote,
it won't be split though. And I'm going to tell you why. Because even though Lane said what he said, at the end of the day, Lane's a team guy, and I believe that wholeheartedly. And I think that even though Lane might feel the way that he felt, if the course has changed, then he's gonna go with everybody else. He's not gonna be a mouth and be like, no, I don't want to play.
Can I tell you why the 17-16 thing a game is BS?
It's a terrible take
by
Lane.
It's
interesting.
BS. But Eric Dickerson did it in 16. OJ did it in 14. Right? Like this is just the way things work. Sammy Sosa, Mark McGwire did it in 162, while Roger Maris did it in 154. It's just sports change, but the record eventually. We'll go to 18 games, right? So, like, it just, like, I don't care. If he does it, he does it. And also, he has more yards per carry, and he's done this on less carries.
I mean, it's a new era for the NFL, too. Like, it's a 40-year-old record. So, if you're going to add games,
OJ got 2K in 14.
Yeah.
So what is the conversation then?
There isn't one. I mean, it would just make sense that this record will be broken eventually the more games they add.
That's why I thought it was interesting that he said it the way that he said it.
And sounds like he wants a bye.
Yeah.
sounds like he wants a week off.
Well, and,
that's what I heard.
And not the whole controversy thing. It's a little bit diminishing of what Saquon accomplished.
Yeah, a little bit. But again, I think he's in the moment. And at the moment, he probably tired. He like, man, hell.
Could use a week off.
You know what I mean? He probably like, hell. Because it's and I'm not going to fault him for that. Because a lot of times when you ask people stuff in the moment, like even the guys that said they want to do it, hell, they might go home tonight and be like, tomorrow I'll be like, I changed my mind. But I'm not gonna hold that against Lane. If it goes down and they want to make this thing happen, he's gonna be on the field to do it.
I agree with you on that. If they choose a team, I'm sure he'll play and play well. 215.
It's just kind of funny that you're saying though.
592-9490. Let's go back to the phone lines here. Should the Eagles let Saquon go for the record on Sunday? We have a show movement here. We're in. Thomas and Broomall up next. Hey, Thomas.
Hey, what's up? Yeah, I'm more leaning towards what Lane Johnson, said. It's not the same amount of games. He had more to do it. I know. I'm sorry.
Wait a minute. What you talking about? I missed the first part. What did you say? Start that rant over again. Start this nonsense over again.
I lead towards Lane Johnson. Saquon had more games to try to get the record. I get that it's huge. It's a huge record to get. But we're going for something more. I get he only needs 101 yards. And it's against the Giants also. You don't have any thought that they might try to purposely do something?
No.
What do you mean? Like purposely try to stop him from getting it?
Like a Greg Williams back in the day.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Hey, Thomas.
I don't buy that.
Thomas. Didn't they purposely try to stop him the last time they played and they couldn't do it?
Yeah.
Didn't they try to stop him last time?
No, he means hurt him.
But that's what I'm saying.
Every time, for the record.
Listen to what I'm saying, Thomas. Every time as a defender that you go out there and play, you play with bad intentions. Now, if you're talking about doing something with outside of the realm of the game, no, I don't think they're going
to
do that.
I think they respect. Now, Thomas, will they try to stop him? Of course. Like they don't. I don't think that. Just like in any sport, no one wants to get a record on them. They don't want to be the team that's in the highlight for the next 50 years. But one, I don't think they're capable of stopping him over the course of two quarters or
they
three.
They didn't do it the last time.
And two, I think they have too much respect for him, the guys that played with him, to try to injure him.
They envy Saquon Barkley right now.
I don't. They wish they were out of there, too.
They were like, hell, bro, you got out. He was in Shawshank, and he got out.
He crawled
He's Andy Dufresne right now.
I get it. He was with the Giants all those years. With a bad O-line and stuff, I get all that. What he's done is incredible. But it's just, I think it's the rest. And I don't know if you look at it also, we need a championship. We couldn't get it from
you
the
mean,
Phillies.
You need, we need
we
another
get
one.
It from the Sixers. We need another one. And I don't want something bad to happen. We're this close. I feel like we can make the Super Bowl and win the
Thomas,
Super Bowl.
Thomas, which one are we closer to, winning the Super Bowl or getting this record?
The record, I don't want to play with it.
The Super Bowl ain't promised.
Yeah, it's and
the
it's,
Super Bowl ain't promised.
Thomas,
man.
They're also not mutually exclusive. Like it's not like playing.
It's not one or the other.
Right. If it's one or the other, we're all going to pick the Super Bowl. Like I think that's obvious. But playing this weekend is not necessarily going to hurt their chances of winning the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm. I don't think that O-line is 100%. I mean, you know, they need as much rest as Saquon does.
Man, everybody hurt this time of year, man. Everybody banged up.
Look, Thomas, I get it. And look
at the Detroit Lions. They've been banged up forever. And they still find a way to get it done.
In a perfect world, would I love a bye? Yes. And I think we're also missing a little bit of this. The Eagles can only sit so many players on Sunday. You don't get to sit all 22 starters. They don't have that many players, right? There's an inactive list. They will sit a decent number of players. They'll pull starters off the field. But some guys have to play.
Yeah.
So if we're saying today, hey, don't play Saquon, don't play the O-line, you know what that means? That means more defensive starters have to play the whole game. They only have so many guys they could sit.
Yeah, everybody and mama can't sit.
Right, so they could be strategic about this. And I think there's a way to play the O-line, play Saquon, get him the record, and deactivate. You know, don't put in uniform Zach Bond. Don't put Jalen Carter in uniform. Give them a bye. If you told me right now there was a mechanism where they could sit every starter and have all these backups, that's different. But that doesn't work like
that. There's also a guy that, you know, could be coming back after 3 weeks off. That you might have to think about knocking a little bit of rust off.
The quarterback?
Yeah. I mean.
Yeah, that's certainly a possibility.
Just saying.
We don't even know if he's able to play in this game, but he could be, and you might want to play.
And you don't need him to go out there and sling it, but him and Saquon out there, it makes it easier for Saquon. And then two, you know, you can just get Jalen Hurts a few series where he's only thrown it a few times. Don't really put him in harm's way.
Knock some of that rust off.
Yeah, and like, I also feel like we're overdoing it, like how realistic. How realistic the possibility of him actually getting hurt is. I don't think it's like, I get that it's out there, but it's not like, I don't know. I don't think it's really, I don't think there's that big of a chance of it happening.
Yeah, I mean, again, we gave some examples earlier of teams that played for something in the final week when they didn't have to. I have to go back and look, but I don't remember the 07 Patriots having a big injury in that game. Like, they played, they got the undefeated season, they got a record on touchdowns and receptions, and they were fine.
And if it gets out of hand, like if you're at a point where you need to feed them 30 times to go for it, then, you know, you can peel back a little bit. I think that seems like it might be a little bit unattainable. But you can give them the first half and just see what it looks like.
And I think I could live with that. Like, if somehow, some way, the Eagles played him in the first half, and because maybe they don't play AJ and Devontae, things are a little more, you know, clamped down, and they can't run it as well. And at some point, they say enough's enough. I could live with they tried and they failed. But what I can't live with is if they don't try. It just would feel incomplete this season.
If they get like 80 yards in the first half, you got to look. Okay, go let them get that 20, 21 extra.
In my humble opinion, being hurt or having injuries is not an excuse, especially in this year. Especially when you talk about the team that's probably going to get the overall number one seed. They've been banged up all year long, man, and they found ways to win. If you got a good coach and you have a good system, then you find ways to win football games.
Well, and I think haven't we seen this the last couple of weeks? The Eagles roster is not just about one or two players.
Yeah.
It's about a team. I mean, yesterday they were on their third quarterback by the end of the game, and they won the game by 34 points. I mean, like, that's how good the Eagles roster is.
Can't be a snowflake, man. Can't be scared.
No,
don't be scared.
You can't be scared. This is too special, and to me, it's just the story of the season. You can't shut the door on this. And I think it matters to that locker room, and that should matter to Sirianni. M in Virginia. What's up, M?
What's going on?
What's up, man?
What's up, buddy?
So, of course, you said M from Virginia, right?
Mm-hmm.
He got 2005?
He has 2005, yep.
And I jump on Ticketmaster and bought a ticket.
You coming up?
That should tell you all you need to know.
There
he
we go.
You want to be a part of history.
See, now, listen, Sirianni. Listen to someone M's coming.
I was there for reverse hurdle or whatever you want to call it. I'm going to wear that shirt when he break the record this Sunday. I was hoping it was Saturday. I really was hoping they'd pick on Saturday. But, yeah. It got to happen.
Well, you said that you wish the game was Saturday. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. I wish it was Saturday. But, like, we don't have nothing in Philadelphia. Like, we need that.
Well, I think he's earned. I mean, I think he's earned the right to go for it. I mean, he's played so well. He's been their best player this season, and he chose to come here. I think he's earned the right to try. It just would feel incomplete to me if they say, "Nah, we're sitting
down." Yeah, you're this close, man. Especially as you gave the man the ball 31 times yesterday.
Come on now,
man.
Finish it.
1984. That's my birthday. I ain't never seen that record get handed to me.
I don't give a shit.
Well, yeah. Listen, it's a.
Well,
Yeah. Well, no, it's an old record, and that's on Sirianni. That's not us. And appreciate it, buddy. And we'll come say hi, but to the pregame show on Sunday, coming out to the game. See, I mean, the Eagles have to factor that in. The people that are going Sunday are going for one reason: to watch,
to see history.
Otherwise, like, it's a game that if you have tickets to, and it's going to be cold out, you don't really want to go to this game. You give these tickets away to someone. It's one of the most meaningless.
It's
going to
be cold
schedule.
This weekend.
Yeah, the cold's coming back, Hugh. We got a tease yesterday with that 60
It was nice yesterday.
Yeah, don't count on that. Hugh,
man, you go get a coat.
Hugh was strutting into the pregame like, I don't need a coat. It's 60 degrees. I'm like, we got a whole month to go here.
I almost bought a coat this weekend, too. And I was like, I heard it's going to be warm. But I did hear that next year.
In January.
Ooh, it's about to get real.
It's about to change.
it's about to get real.
Speaking of hearing, let's hear how it all sounded yesterday as the Eagles clinched the NFC East. Saquon runs wild. And how about Kenny Pickett, Tanner McKee? Here's how it sounded yesterday on WIP.
Mike, let's try the lead-in for the second straight week. All right, here we go. Take two. An Eagles win locks up the NFC East and at least the second seed in the playoffs.
Yeah, and I'll say this again. Keep in mind, this is the NFC East, and it doesn't matter what the records are, and I don't care how many times I hear that or someone says that, it doesn't matter. When you're playing in the NFC East, you know the stakes are bigger than other games. You know that teams are going to play harder than other games.
Rush is back. Here comes the rush. He fires, and it's intercepted! It's intercepted! Running with the football is Gardner Johnson. He's at the 30, the 20, the 10. Touchdown, Eagles on a pick six.
And the gun, he's back. He steps up. He looks. He is firing deep. He wants Smith. He's got a touchdown. Pick it to Devontae Smith, 21 yards.
Beautiful things happen when you get the skinny Batman.
Rush takes the ball, looks left. Still looking. He is going deep down the middle, and it is going to be intercepted. It is picked off again, Gardner Johnson.
Pickett on first down, gives to Barkley off the right side. He is at the 45, he's at the 50, and he is into Cowboys territory with a 15-yard run. Pickett looks downfield. He is going deep for Devontae Smith. He's got it at the 10. He dives. He's in the end zone. They say he stopped.
Now he's going to be down at the 1-yard line, I do believe.
The runner was down by contact at the 1-yard line.
Wow. They push. They shove.
He's in.
He's in. Touchdown.
This one was an easy call.
Kenny Pickett. It goes to Barkley, across the 30, down to the 28, and Saquon Barkley is a human battering ram, taking it down the throat of the Dallas Cowboys. Barkley now needs 92 yards to hit the 2,000 mark. He's got 88 yards today so far. Back to Barkley once again, dips to the outside, 50, 45, 40, 35, out of bounds at the 33.
What a player.
Back goes McKee, he pumps, he is firing, touchdown! James Brown, 27 yards for 2,000. Ninth player in history. That's what he would be. McKee gives it to Barkley. Looks for room. Comes to the near side of the field. He's at the 50. He's at the 45. He's closer and closer. 18 yards for 2,000. Can he get it this afternoon? It goes back to Barkley. Barkley breaks the tackle. He's at the 40. He's at the 30. He is at the 25-yard line. He has just broken the 2,000-yard rushing mark. Saquon Barkley goes into NFL history. This will be a big win. It will clinch the NFC East and at least the second seed. But the biggest thing to come out of today is that number 26, Saquon Barkley, hit a mark that only 8 players before him ever hit. He became the 9th player in NFL history to rush for 2,000 yards in a season.
And what a group he's part of. A great Merrill montage there along with Mike. Here's the list, full list, 2,000-yard rushers in NFL history. O.J. Simpson, Eric Dickerson, Barry Sanders, Terrell Davis, Jamal Lewis, Chris Johnson, Adrian Peterson, Derrick Henry, and now Saquon Barkley, and he could be atop them all if they let him play on Sunday. Yvonne, Southwest Philly. What's up, Yvonne?
Hey, what's up? Good morning, my boys, and good morning, Eagles flock. Look, I'm going to get right to it. Let me give you five reasons other than anything that has to do with Saquon Barkley why we should go for this record. Number one, Sirianni already made this mistake. Remember in his rookie year, coach year with Devontae Smith, when he took him out after he got the rookie receiving record, and he always apologizes in his press conference saying, oh, I apologize to Devontae Smith for not letting him get 1,000 yards. So don't make the same mistake twice. Two, we already answered our fear. Our biggest fear was, what are we going to do if Jalen go down? We're going to let McKee cook. We're going to let Pickett cook. And how he's going to trade Pickett for a second-round pick in the offseason, and that's going to be Trader Howie genius again. We need to get three, we'll get Jalen Hurts some series because he's coming off that concussion. Four, we stuck it to the 49ers because the same thing that happened to them happened to us, and we won and didn't complain about it because when they went down from the championship game with Josh Johnson. And then five, this is the most important one. We will be sticking it to the Cowboys because I'm so sick of hearing about Emmitt Smith's all-time rushing record. If Saquon gets the single-season rushing record, we could say to the Saquons, hey, we got Saquon's record. And then number six, this is a bonus one and the most important to me, for Madden. The rushing record in Madden is the most important thing. Every single player anywhere always tries to get it on their franchise. If we get the record, our Madden popularity, our team popularity will go up. We'll get the refs off our back. Saquon will be a 99. We'll get Lane Johnson a 99. And everything will be good on the road to victory. Fly, Eagles, fly. Eagles!
Yvonne, appreciate the phone. Even threw the six bonus one in there. I hadn't. You guys consider the Madden rating stuff?
No, not at all.
No.
Okay. That was a bonus. You get the other ones.
Yeah, he lucky finished with that Eagles chant. Because that kind of saved him. But all that other stuff.
The Madden thing is whatever. I don't care about that. But here's what I do care. I care about the. He earned the right to play for this, and they earned the right to play for this. Are we going to really be scared all week that they're going to get hurt?
I'm not going to be scared.
We're going to live in fear?
But it's going to be some folks that's living in fear.
Let's put it out there this way. If you're living in fear, you're plant-based. And we're going to find out how many people this week in this fan base are plant-based.
Soft.
Yeah, soft. I mean, that's the bottom line. Plant-based. I mean... Don't be like you. Don't be plant-based. Well,
how did I catch a stray?
Because
you're the plant-based one on the show.
I mean, everyone knows that.
Okay, fine.
Everyone knows that around here. 215-592-9494. Where do you come down on this? I think a lot of... It's interesting because I think a lot of us are on the same side of this, but it's not an easy decision. I mean, Sirianni's got to make this. Hugh brought up the idea of maybe a team vote. I wonder how much influence Howie's going to have on this. I mean, like, think about it from a Howie perspective, too. He's kind of overseeing everything, but he signed Saquon. He brought him here. You know he wants him to get the record. 215-592-9494. For more of your phone calls coming up, after we talk to Merrill, who you just heard on the call yesterday, Saquon joined the 2K Club. His thoughts on Kenny Pickett. How about Kenny playing through an injury there
Kenny
and playing
two
well?
Gloves.
Tanner McKee coming in. The defense bouncing back. CJ, GJ with a couple picks. We'll talk about it all. The Eagles are NFC's champions. They're the 2 seed, and they have a chance at history, letting Saquon run for it on Sunday. Where do you come down? Should they let Saquon play? 215-592-9494 for Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.